legal security, and regulatory requirements roadmap. Effective supply chain management encompasses a wide array of security and regulatory concerns, especially in material movements and transaction reporting. Security and compliance issues often have implications for supply chain cost management, timing, or information systems that require management's involvement. Failure to comply with security and other regulations and requirements can result in problems ranging from costs and delays to significant fines or even complete shutdown of business activity followed by civil or criminal penalties. The management challenge is to meet the requirements imposed by countries and trading blocs, as well as those mandated by tax revenue, environmental, and security agencies, and to do so with the least possible financial impact. Supply chain risk management has increased in importance and has become a major focus for supply chain managers. Key security and regulatory issues include the following: ensuring the physical security of modes of transportation and storage, complying with import and export regulations and documentation requirements, meeting increased identification requirements and establishing systems to deny access of unauthorized people to supply chain materials, keeping supply chain information systems secure from hacking, deciding whether to voluntarily comply with global anti-terrorism initiatives, such as the CTPIT, Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism, initiative in the United States or the IEO, Authorized Economic Operator, Program of the European Union, maintaining proper internal operational and financial controls. An example of a risk related to physical security and compliance is the limitation on the amount of flammable materials that can be stored in a given warehouse. Warehouses with flammable, or explosive or otherwise unstable, materials need to manage risks by ensuring that there is sufficient stock of inventory to conduct business while staying below the regulatory limits for the materials. Ensuring compliance with all safety protocols is also a key risk control. An example of a risk related to internal operational and financial controls is compliance with the U.S. Sarbanes-Oxley Act, SOX. Compliance with this act is required for any U.S. or foreign organization whose stock is publicly traded on U.S. stock exchanges. Segregation of duties to prevent conflicts of interest is a key concern. For example, the buyer in a transaction should not also be the seller or any associate of the seller who might profit from the transaction. SOX also requires that the organization's quarterly and annual financial reports disclose certain off-balance sheet transactions and provide detailed descriptions of certain internal control systems. The off-balance sheet reporting disclosure requirement could impact vendor-managed inventory, VMI, arrangements, for example, because this could involve moving an asset, inventory, off of the balance sheet. Similarly, outsourcing arrangements may need to show that adequate internal controls exist. Penalties for non-compliance could include fines from civil lawsuits brought by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, reputation damage, or criminal suits against executive officers accused of falsely certifying reports. The key processes that supply chain managers need to be able to perform related to complying with standards, regulations, and sustainable best practices are: identifying applicable standards, regulations, and sustainable best practices. Performing a gap analysis for compliance. Developing and implementing an action plan. Each of these processes is introduced next. Note that these are general overviews. The information required to plan and execute these processes is presented elsewhere in this section. Identifying standards, regulations, and best practices. The process of identifying applicable standards, regulations, and sustainable best practices, compliance items, involves the following steps: reviewing organizational processes, existing procedures, tools, and documentation for currently applicable compliance items, developing, hiring, or contracting with applicable persons or organizations to gain expertise in compliance items, scanning for global, national, regional, community, and industry-specific compliance items, including laws and taxes, in each area of operation, differentiating between applicable versus non-applicable items, and identifying applicable compliance items that promote operations, such as by leveraging reduced tax zones, constrain operations, such as by imposing end-of-life reverse supply chain requirements, differentiating between mandatory and voluntary items, updating records and procedures to add any new mandatory items. For voluntary items, doing a benefit-cost analysis to determine which compliance items are advantageous to pursue, updating records and procedures to add new voluntary items that are advantageous to pursue, performing gap analysis for compliance. The process of performing a gap analysis for compliance involves the following steps. For all mandatory compliance items, determining level of existing compliance. Comparing actual compliance against baselines for minimum compliance. Creating a list of mandatory item gaps. For all voluntary compliance items, determining desired level of compliance. Comparing actual voluntary compliance against desired compliance targets. Creating a list of voluntary item gaps. Developing and implementing action plan. The process of developing and implementing an action plan involves the following steps. For mandatory compliance gaps, developing and executing project plans to address the issue. S. Keeping relevant regulatory authorities appraised with all necessary information on remediation plans and status. For voluntary compliance gaps, developing a feasibility study to better understand the scope of the changes, their costs, and the timeline. Implementing approved voluntary compliance programs as projects. Updating relevant policies, procedures, processes, and metrics to enforce compliance steps and ensure that the changes become part of operations. Using change management to change the culture and get the workforce behind the new methods.